بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. حديث حسن رواه الترمذي وغيره. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, part of the perfection, excellence of a person's Islam is that he leaves out what does not concern him. This is one of those ahadith which mentioned before, from those four or five ahadith which form the essence of deen. If a person practices upon this, and inshallah it will be easy for him to practice on the entire deen, from the selection of a few 100,000 ahadith. Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah chose this one that if a person practices on, then inshallah it will be easy for him to practice on the balance of the deen. In this hadith we learn the importance of not wasting time, avoiding futile activities, safeguarding our time. This time is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's such a ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself takes an oath by time in Quran, wal asr. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath, it shows the importance of that particular thing. So this time is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ni'matani maghmunun fima kathirun minan nas, as-sihhatu wal farag. There's two bounties which many people are duped with regards to. One is good health, and the other is time, free time. And so much so that is said in a narration comes that in Jannah, a person will not regret anything except that time spent without the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine all the bounties of Jannah, but still that regret that a person spent some portion of his life without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this time is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith we learn how to protect our time. We shouldn't engage in futile activities. What is a futile act? And the ulama explained that act which does not benefit a person's dunya nor a person's akhirat. Both dunya or akhirat. Is some beneficial work with regard to his dunya. Dunya then is not a futile activity. So a person should avoid futile activities. This time was in the lives of our pious predecessors, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself showed us how to manage our time. There's few things if we keep in mind, inshallah, then it will be easy for us to protect our time. Number one, we should have a timetable, organize our time. This was in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with his family at home, he should divide his time into three portions. One for himself, one for his family, and one for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but meaning in a dedicated time, in a formal manner. So this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dedicated his or portioned his time. And in the lives of our pious predecessors, the famous incident of Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi is mentioned, that imagine his ustad came and visited him, very great ustad of his, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullahi alayhi, was no ordinary person, but he had a set time to write. And it so happened that time when his ustad came to visit him, it was his time to write. So obviously, he wanted to see to his ustad, but he mentioned to him in a nice manner that this is my time for writing. If you don't mind, I'll go write and I'll come back. So he used that time. He went quickly, he did something. He wrote something and he came back. So this was the importance they gave to protecting this time. They had a timetable. So that's number one. Number two, we should avoid futile activities. As mentioned, futile act is that which does not benefit a person's dunya nor a person's akhirat. So, many a time we think that if it's permissible, then it's, as long as there's no harm in it, then it's fine. No, it's not fine. It should be beneficial for a person's dunya or akhirat. When a person has money, he doesn't spend it anyhow. He doesn't spend it on something which he says there's no harm in it, but he sees where there's benefit in it. So we should avoid futile activities, because futile activities, there's no benefit for us in it. And number three, a person should make muhasaba and muraqaba. Muraqaba before an action, that is this action going to be beneficial for ma'akhirat, or is it going to be harmful for ma'akhirat? And if it's beneficial, then he should proceed. If it's going to be harmful, then he should stop. So we should think that whatever am I doing, whatever I am uttering, is it going to be beneficial for ma'akhirat or my dunya, or is it going to be harmful for it? Then number four, a person should avoid unnecessary gatherings. Yes, obviously a person has to mix with people, he has to attend certain functions, walima, janaza, But unnecessary talk, unnecessary mixing, this is where a lot of time gets wasted, where a person, maybe initially it starts off good conversation, then after it ends up into backbiting, slandering, ghibat. So unnecessary mixing, this is one of the principles of tasawuf, where the mashayikh mentioned, qillat ikhtilat ma'al anam, that less time mixing with people. So this is how we also protect our time. And then safeguarding our tongue. If a person avoids unnecessary gatherings, then automatically, inshallah, his tongue will be safeguarded. This is one of the salient features in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tawilu samt. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had lengthy moments of silence. Obviously, what is necessary to speak, we'll speak. But every time when we want to utter something, we should think before we speak. We will say, pehle tol, phir bol. First think and then speak. We should engage in dhikrullah, tilawat of Quran. Then, by all means, with our family, light-hearted moments. Deen is not dry, but every time we do an action, we should think before we, whatever we are about to do. So this is how, inshallah, a few points for us to keep in mind in order for us to protect our time, thereby avoiding futile activities and ensuring that our time is beneficial for our dunya and our akhirat. From amongst the Salaf al-Saliheen, Hazrat Hassan Basri rahimahullah used to say, we met such pious people who are more concerned about valuing their time, just like how you are concerned about gathering your dinars and dirhams. We learn from this hadith that the perfection, kamal of the Islam or for any person lies in abstention from all types of futility. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to use our life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us for those things which are beneficial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.